You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos. Hey, welcome back to our 12 Days of Sales Psychology series, where each day we delve into the world of buyer psychology. Today, we're going to talk about priming. This is our 11th episode in this series, and we're nearing the end of our Christmas countdown. If you missed our previous episode on reciprocity, I highly recommend giving it a listen after this one. Now, I can't believe that we're down to the last two episodes now. Thanks for keeping me company as I travel in France, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these episodes as much as I had fun making them. Now, I've gotten some questions about where we're headed after this series, so let me give you the scoop. In January, we'll be back with fresh episodes, and we're switching to a weekly schedule, so one episode a week with topics that still touch on brand storytelling, but will also explore other stories that involve culture, people, events, and social dynamics that influence the way people think. I seriously can't wait, but I don't want to divulge too much. Make sure you're following our podcast so we can continue to keep you company. For now, let's dive into the subtle yet powerful realm of priming. Have you ever walked into a store like a perfume store or a jewelry store and felt an immediate sense of luxury or comfort without knowing why? That's priming at work. Priming involves exposing customers to one stimulus to influence their response to another. It's like planting a seed in their minds and it blossoms into a specific perception or behavior. Priming works because it taps into our subconscious. Our brains are constantly processing vast amounts of information, most of it without our conscious awareness. By carefully selecting stimuli like scents, sounds, or visuals, marketers can subtly guide our perceptions and behaviors. And when we experience priming, our brain's associative network gets activated. This network links memories, sensations, and emotions. For example, the scent of fresh leather in a luxury car showroom might activate associations with luxury, quality, and exclusivity. It's the same science behind you remembering your childhood when you smell cookies or cinnamon or churros. Studies have shown remarkable results with priming in marketing. For instance, a field study in a UK supermarket revealed that background music influenced shoppers' wine choices. French music led to an increase of French wine sales by 330%, while German music swayed buyers towards German wines. This demonstrates priming's subtle power in influencing customer decisions. Now, in the digital realm, priming takes on a new dimension. Now, it's impossible to smell things, of course, but websites and online platforms can use visual cues instead. They can also use language and layout to prime visitors. For example, an e-commerce site might use warm colors and images of happy families to prime users for a sense of comfort and trust. Similarly, the use of specific keywords and phrases can prime users to think about a product or service in a particular way. Peloton does this where they strategically use empowering and community-focused language across their websites and marketing materials. Phrases like join the movement, ride as one, and empower your workout are used consistently. These carefully chosen words prime users to associate Peloton not just with exercise equipment, but with a sense of community, empowerment, and belonging. Websites can also apply user interface elements like highlighting buttons and navigation bars to prime users to do certain actions. Let's take a look at more examples here. Etsy, the online marketplace for handmade goods, uses a visually rich and community-centric design to prime visitors for a unique artisanal shopping experience. Duolingo is another example. Duolingo, the language learning app, they use playful graphics and a gamified approach to prime users for fun and engaging learning. Airbnb is also a great example, with their emphasis on beautiful property photos and personal stories from hosts. With this, they prime users to anticipate unique and authentic travel experiences. So in these examples, digital businesses can effectively use priming to shape user perceptions and enhance the overall user experience without actually being in front of their customers. So whether it's through visual design, language, or user interface, priming remains a powerful tool in the digital marketer's toolkit. Already thinking about infusing some priming into your marketing? Okay, so here are some tips. For any business, storytelling is always a good idea. Sharing relatable experiences can prime your audience to see you as authentic and trustworthy. For a service niche business, like a wellness spa, for example, the use of calming scents and serene visuals can prime clients to feel relaxed and rejuvenated even before the service begins. If you're selling eco-friendly products, for example, using green colors and nature imagery in your branding can prime customers to associate your products with sustainability. Hopefully, these examples are inspiring some ideas. Share yours. I'd love to hear it. Visit 16ramos.com, get in touch with me, or type in your thoughts in the Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. And if you want more ideas on how to infuse your marketing with some proven psychology, here's a book for you. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. I wrote this to help you use sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers through compelling content. You can find it on 16ramos.com. As we wrap up today's exploration of priming, remember, its power lies in subtlety. The right stimulus can open doors to a consumer's mind, guiding their perceptions and choices in ways they might not even realize. And that brings us to the end of our second-to-last episode of the 12 Days of Sales Psychology series. Join us tomorrow for our final episode, where we'll uncover the foot-in-the-door technique. Imagine getting your audience to say yes with every single request you make. There's science to that, and yes, it is possible. That's what we have in store for tomorrow's series finale, so stay tuned.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.